It's working. Yeah, it's working. Well, Friday. Oh my God, Friday. It's Friday. Oh yeah, that. I'm gonna turn the volume down from the mic. Thomac's not bad. It just every time I plug this thing, it throws everything off. So what happened was, you have two voice meter output. One is regular voice meter auxiliary output. Then there's the second one. I was using the second one without the mic. But this one is like, no. Thomax is like, no. No. No, you're not. No. You can't do that. So went the other way. Well, hey, look, it works. I'm going to change the volume on the board, the voice meter board. Put everything with the screens back together, so maybe get started. Hey, it's working, man. It's loud too. Thomax is really loud. Now have to change the mode. Check. It's a little better in this mode, but I have to put the gate down too. I have to put the look. It's very bright, so I got a little bit of brightness compared to the other mic. Because this is a hot mic. It's great with the binaural stuff. When I record it, it's like, ooh, record like rain, all that stuff. Like, whoa. When you go outside, like, whoa. You do that, whoa. You do the Neo. Well, actually, Keanu Reeves thing. Keanu Reeves. Whoa. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Kenny. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. My mind is going crazy because it must be a dream or something. I kind of woke up with my neck just like, oh. So had the massage wand thing going all morning. And afterwards, no, so numb. By the time you finish, it's just a brain just like, oh, what to do next? So relaxed. Like, what should I have? What kind of caffeine thing I have? So I took a Monster. Then I went to make coffee at the same time. So I'm drinking Monster and coffee. Monster was Ultra Sunrise. Orange. This is orange. Yeah, it's orange. Doesn't taste like orange. It smells like Tang. Which one of my best friends of the whole world. This is... Well, yeah, it's true. Because he's a comic artist. Comic book artist named Nelson DiCastro. We're in high school. We're in a band together. So he know what he would do. He would sniff Tang. I guess sniff cocaine. tastes good. Dude. You're nuts. Great art. Not great stuff. Politics. I don't talk to politics with those guys. They want to talk it up, like, yeah, whatever. Like, you know how I feel. You know, hey, I'm part of this thing right here, and I'm gonna protect it. This thing we call freedom. I don't care. I don't care what, where, what. Oh, you're gonna do, I'm gonna do the no gentleman. We must, kind of like that. So I'm protected. But then I have to see both sides. When people argue like that, they just come to me, Mark, and say, you guys go have a talk first. Like, what exactly you want? What's the difference? Then come back, talk to me about it. Then I'll tell you what you're going to do. How about that? I'm the boss. You're not. Of course, when I said that, people just, who are you? And they walk away. That's right. So the everything is, all the coins are coming back. I guess there people are, I don't know what they're doing. Where they, you know, Ripple is. Ripple is the USD thing. You Ripple USD. I think USD is going to have a whole bunch of different ones, but the main one is going to be Ripple. It's the one they say, oh, we're going to be able to track all your purchasing. Sure. Know what's going to happen? People are going to buy stuff. Like, I got coffee beans. You got any milk? Yeah, it's trade. I call you. It's going to be like that. It's going to be commodity trade. It's like, forget about this. Checkpoint stuff. Like, it's not going to work. Never. It's never going to work. Why? Because exactly what I said right before all of this, just a few minutes ago. Freedom. We want it. You want it. And everybody wants it. And freedom to have a Friday and have your mic not working and fix it. Yeah, it's just so weird. I live off Thormax. Couldn't use it because the stereo mix, but now I'm back. So there's a voice meter output I have to go through instead of voice meter auxiliary output. With Thelmax. Then I can fool around with a frequency thing with this. There is a mode, but I don't like using it because, except for binaural, you want to go high frequency. But normal talking, you don't need it. You don't need that frequency. Way up high, that high. It doesn't make sense at all. So, and I gotta string this thing up. Like, okay. Here we go. Oh, I just got a tiny cramp on my fingers. I've been doing little things here and there, the little tiny little stuff, and playing my acoustic. And I get cramps afterwards, always. With my concert classical, the neck's a little too wide. Yeah, that concert one. Cordoba, it's not bad. I mean, everybody said, where'd you get that? It's like, it's, no, I mean, they have a bad rap, yeah, but it seems like they're not that bad. I played it in the store. Oh, like, hey, this is good. This is not bad guitar. Been talking to the guy at one of the owners, or the, one of the managers in Soho. What was that? What's that place called? I forgot the name of it. It's not Guitar Center. It's not. It's like, it's one of those New York only. Let me see. Music store. Music store. Soho. Soho. Everybody's like, what Soho? What's Ho? South of Houston. Oh, I thought it was Houston. No, we call it Houston. Why? Because we're stylish and you're not. Okay, anyway, Rudy's music. That's it. I bought my aim. I think I bought a couple of things from Rudy's. They're really good stuff, but I didn't get the acoustic there. I bought it like years later after I tried it. Oh my god, this is really good. Good selection, rude staff. No, they're not rude. They just, no, they're very particular. Like, if you don't look like you don't look the part, we don't like you. No, it's not that. It just, no. It's like going to a Toyota. Actually, no, going to a Nissan dealership. They're just like, so why? Because we got our company made the R32. You got nothing. The attitude, right? But you sort of kind of, I don't know. But they're very knowledgeable though, in Rudy's, because I've been there quite a few times, and they have such an excellent collection of guitars. I'm like, ask. So what do you think? What's this? What's that? And they have a lot of used guitar. Even on Facebook, they have a guild. I got the pickups for that. Except the one I got is the Armand, which I kind of want to do exactly what we seen the pictures in your Facebook page. It's put an FO, have a hollow body. Have one of the guys I know that does that. Say hollow it out, can you put an FO on top? Not on bottom, just on top. So, yeah, I can try that. But I never contacted them for a while. I haven't talked to anybody. I haven't talked to any luthiers for years. Oh my god. It's like, I got a cramp on my fingering hand. It's like, it's kind of, it deters you from playing. It's like, I don't want to play. I don't need to play. Okay. Anyway, what else is new? I don't know. What's on the news? What? Who? Who? Where? What? What? I don't know. What happened the last couple of days? On the Wednesday, I was looking at all the website, looking at post, looking at mail, Daily Mail, looking at all that. I just, whatever. County commissioner was speeding in his Ferrari and got caught. I run the county. Yeah, but you ran the Ferrari a little too fast, don't you? Why get that? But then it's like asking people why I get the Cordoba. Like, people, because I can. Why not? Why can't you not? Why can't you enjoy, right? Why not? I'm not against people who owns it and they actually know how to drive. I'm just disappointed at people. Some people, they're kids. They buy kids. I want this new Lamborghini. The parents buy it and then crash. I was like, oh. Like, why? It's brand new. So it's disappointment more than anything else. But for me, I don't care. No, you get to learn. You learn that mistake. Well, you don't learn that mistake. You gotta somebody just keep buying you new ones. Oops. The Big Apple. Odor complaint from, what's that, West 46th Street. Oh, I know what that is. Well, why does it smell like diaper? Well, go, you know why. Just inflation and stuff. That didn't need. Then you can call. You can call the mayor. If you can package that stink and just send it to the mayor. See what he thinks. You can't do that? No, of course not. Does he know? I'm sure he does. But he doesn't care. Why? Because they want that thing for the US. They need a savior, and they want the savior to come in, just waltz in and fix everything. Like, no, it's not gonna work. No way. So they're saying, oh, we gotta disarm everybody. No, can't do it. The more you disarm, the more people will have, and they will hide it. Yeah, it's not worth it. But then, I don't know, these crazy people keep trying. And people say, oh, the Dems. No, it's both. It's, for me, from my point of view, I think I said this so many times on my podcast. It's the good people versus bad. That is it. What people who say, I'm going to pocket some of these money from the public for doing this. And I benefit. My family benefits. So for those bad men, screw them. Those are the people. Those are the nutty people. On the TV screen, and you see on these control social media, control television, control all the friends. We want you to be like this. It's like teaching. I'm going to teach you. It's not going to work. Why? Because it's a joke. You know what? I know it. And here's one. I'm like looking at a post, and here's one. Nina Chengui singing that song. Why is she? She's crazy looking. That person's crazy. Why are they running things? Well, people who say I'm crazy, but I'll run it. I'll be like, dude, TSMC, you. And you over there in Europe, these guys, and you over here, they say, I'm going to put all three together and we're going to make this thing and it's going to work. What is it? It's called a flying car. Yeah, why not? Oh, you know, I guess people didn't know. NVIDIA, TSMC makes chips for cars, for AI graphics. Capture, like, well, it's captured by video, then it's interpreted by the video card. Artificial intelligence to say, this is a person, this is a street, this is a biking per whatever. And that's how it works. That's an AI. Yeah. Flying cars, yeah, you need it. Because you don't know. You might be flying to a wing. The green energy people put up these wing things. Look like a giant propeller. There's other propellers. But I'm not going to say what it is. I know people in the past, some lady over there. I was like, what? What is that? The propellers. Oh. You put the big giant one. Yeah, it's flying. You got flying car needs to know the distance. What's Is that a tree? Is that a power line? Because is that another flying car in front of me? You need something to help a little bit. Visually, it just, no. They have that on airplanes too, like the radars. But they have the new system has an interpreter. I think it's kind of like military INFF. Friend of folding, but this is more like airplane, like kind of interpret and puts on the radar. So it's this. Also, I have a PTOC tube that also have satellite, also have a regular radar. It works together in one piece. But hey, no, soon they're gonna put a video stuff on the airplane where instead of round window, you get a screen, flash screen, across the whole thing, then you can see exactly what's outside. That would be so cool. I'll be like, yeah, I'll go take a trip somewhere. They need a jab. All right. Just for that, I might, but I don't think so, though. No. I might not. Post-pounding footage of a Florida home invader run for their lives. The guy with the gun. Open fire. Yeah. Safety. Personal safety. Whatever. And oh yeah, rest in peace, Ivana Trump. I don't know what the situation is. Did she fall or something? I don't know. Somebody in my house took a jab and they were incapacitated for like 3 or 4 days. I give them something, but I don't know if they're gonna take it. What is it? Neck. It's a. You can get that supplement everywhere, anywhere you want. They have them. Stuff works. It actually cleans up a lot of your, if you drink these caffeine stuff, it actually cleans up a little bit. So once in a while I take it, like I do it once a week. The bottle says once a day, I'm like, nah, you don't need that. Maybe in the beginning, it's just once a week, it will clean up everything and it will actually make your nails and hair look beautiful. That's what it says on the bottle. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. But what makes me full of energy is the Ormus stuff. And I do it just right before the chat, because right before the chat, before this podcast, I'm just feeling I want to sleep. As soon as I take the stuff, almost Omalite. It's rare. It's a rare. No, it's a volcanic stuff. I don't know, volcanic, mineral, and everything that was formed like millions and millions of years ago, and they deposited in the northwest of the United States, and a lot of people found out that stuff works really well. Keeps your mind clear. So they gather it and then I powder it to a super fine powder. And I just take one little dab of it, put my coffee. It's great. Be happy all day. Yeah. I want to go out to a White Castle like Hiro and Kumar. I have to go find a Kumar. I actually have a friend that could be a friend named Ron. He could be Kumar. Go White Castle. Have a trip. Were you going to find a leopard? I'll find a leopard. I'll go find a leopard. Yeah. It's called the Ninja. Or called the Kawasaki something black. Or Ducati black. That would be it. Okay. Anyway. Bypass all the stuff. I don't know what's going on with this. Whatever Tesla thing is. I don't know. Whatever. Poop. He didn't want to buy it. Twitter is like, but you know what? It kind of exposed Twitter. It's like, they don't want to disclose how many bots they got. I'm sure it's like, most likely half. Or maybe more, because I get people who follow me. Now I look at their post. I'm like, okay. Then another person comes in, pretty similar. They say, this is their post. Like, it looks like one person wrote it. The artificial intelligence. Who are you people? Yeah, I'm like, Then it's like, as soon as I click on their profile, they don't post nothing afterwards. That means that's a bot. So I keep them. I keep the names, I keep it wherever, all the information, the link to it. Then I put on a note card and I send it to a friend. They keep it in the database. Because one day they say, yeah, we got to, if they've asked to do, they'll implement something. It will completely shut all the bots down. Like, how do you guys do that? I don't know. We don't know. We're not going to tell you nothing. You might get shut down too. Why? Because we think you're a bot. That was the conversation. So open source, these guys. Like, how do you know I'm a bot? How do we know that you know that we know you're not a bot? I'm like, whoa. It's like, nice answer. Thank you. Oh, boy. Is it true? Yeah. Just all these guys, like, underground people, and they just... crazy. I was like, I need help with the software thing. Well, I need help with something I wrote here and just need to add this thing. I can't figure it out. So, oh, just type this on that line or if that is something. And I'll type it in and it works. I'm like, wait a second. You didn't even see. It's like, we don't need to see you. We know. Like, whoa. Like, holy. Right? Oh, they know. It's incredible. Also, the Onikuda pizza oven. I got email from them. I got a whole bunch of stuff. Then I saw it on Crate and all over the place, Amazon. Then that yesterday I went to Lowe's to get some stuff, get some water filter thing. And there it is. Well, they're trying to push this stuff. Why are they trying to push personal oven? Are people want to make pizza or some, what's the deal? Make your own pizza. Do you know how to make pizza? Why do I need to go pizza? Oh, I'd rather go pizzeria. Right? What's going to happen with pizzerias? I don't know. If I can see, okay, not just this pizza oven, but you can make a Indian naan, right? You can make those. You can make the what we have in Asia is the sesame bun thing. Sesame, we call it bun, but it's not bun. It's a flat bread. Sesame flatbread. You can make, well, actually, no, you cannot do scallion pancakes. Scallion pancakes, you need to fry the crap out of it. But you can do all this stuff. You can do all the breads around the world. I can see it. If I have room, if I can cook outside without all the bugs from the swamp flying in, I'll probably get one of these, but it's not worth it. I'm not going to get it. But the cool part is you use the same gas line as barbecue stations. Station to call it station, I don't know, barbecue grills, whatever. It works, but I don't need it. What do I need that for? Just like I don't need a Ferrari. What am I gonna use it for? It's like, well, you can impress girls. No. I'm already impressing. I'm already there. No, I'm not. What do I need that for? It can go super fast. Yeah, but I get caught. You can do that. Okay. Yeah. What you can? Well, what about the curbs? I know they have a lift up thing. But there are places like I would never ever try this thing. Not even straightaways. Just like, no, this is track. If I have more money, I decide to move to a location where there's a track next door. Yeah. But it's not worth it. Rather get something sensible. Like what I'm looking right now on the drive. 1974 Honda Civic. I want that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh. Have friends with these. They're fun. Go. Looks like I'll get it. Old Civic. Toyota Land Cruiser? Maybe, yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. But the new Lamborghini Huracan? No. I won't get that car. What do I need for? How fast do I need to go from here to the pizzeria down the street? I don't need to do that. No, how about the White Castle? Like, no. You want to enjoy the White Castle, not speeding and get all white knuckles and just intense. It's like, where is the cops? You don't want to worry about that. You want something you can chill in. Or even like a lowrider, like go up and down in front, having a hamburger, but like, yeah. That would be fun, you know? Electric cars, no. It's just too quiet. Too quiet for White Castle or burger joints. You need something to go. Muscle car, yeah, maybe. I don't know. But you need something. Okay. Anything else? Oh, I saw the helicopter. And the Jolly Green Giant from Vietnam War. The Sikorsky. Well, actually, no, the new one. I typed it in and it showed me the new one. That's not it. That's the Sea King. You know that. Feet. Yeah, the Chinook, of course. But I'm looking for the other one, and they don't have it. They don't show. They always show the Kiwis, and well, except one. Now there it is. Forgot the name of it. They have it on a TV show called Screaming Mimi. Dun, 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 dun. Crap. There's no name. Can't find it. TV show. Riptide. Sikorsky. Okay, there we go. Sikorsky S-58DT. So I was looking through things. For some reason, on YouTube, I saw one. They took this thing. They made it into a... There was a plan. They're gonna make into a mobile home, like helicopter home. Whoa! Let me see. Just type search S-58DT, and you know. So somebody decided to say, we're gonna make a mobile home out of this. People will love it. I guess they had a surplus after. Whatever the war is. Like, what are you going to do with this? Let's make it a mobile home. Like, oh, wait a second. Wow. So now you can fly to a park, to like a camping area and just land. Blowing out everybody's picnic table stuff. Like the chairs, lawn chairs. And land. And all the other people with the Winnebago are like, yeah, hand clap. No, they're not. They're like, what are you doing? That's crazy. Like, I can't believe it came. Somebody actually said, yeah, this is a good idea. Helicopter. Let me see if I can find the video. Helicopter, mobile home. Camper? Helicopter camper? Who's on YouTube? I'm just like, well, when did this come up? Like, why did this come up? Here it is. Oh.
What's up, aviation and RV?
Uh-oh. Anyway, link. Helicopter camper home. Winnebago Heli Home. Those are two different videos. So they actually want to make this thing. Like, cool. And it's in Popular Mechanics from 1977. With the, looks like a mom in the kitchen making stuff. The kid is sitting on the water pontoon. Lily pontoon? Of whatever it is. Fish. The helicopter landed on the lake. We're gonna go fishing. What? Whole family is gonna. Yeah. What happens if you hit a strong wind and the copter rolls? Like, when all the stuff coming out of the closets? Would they have to lock it up or something? I don't know. Just, whoa. Woof. No, like, Icon Ava. That makes sense. But you can't really go camping with it. You can go fishing. You can land the water, then sail on wings, and just go fishing. $500,000. If I have the money, yeah, I'll get one. It'll be fun. Travel around. Find the area. You can fly this thing and just travel around. Just fly it. Get a sports license. Why is the Icon A5 failing? Nobody. It's too expensive. The fuel is really expensive now. It's not even. It's like, if I'm going to spend money on that, might as well get a Lamborghini Aventador. Right? What do I need this for? I can just drive it to the lake in half an hour. So what happened? Oh, just a video with what happened to Cass, I mean, inside West Coast Customs. Equid? Wait, he's working at McDonald's? What happened to West Coast
Originally
Customs?
Founded in 19...
They sold the company? Oh, that sucks. I mean, there's a picture. I don't know what happened. I think they still continue, don't they? It's weird. Oh yeah, it's a clip. All these clipbaits. That's another thing. How do you get rid of clipbaits? How do you detect clipbaits? Like, how do you detect bots? Like, somebody is gonna have to figure it out, right? You need graphics, artificial intelligence, or something. Don't do. Then it's just like then. Another issue, like, do we want artificial intelligence to take over everything? I'm going to watch this video after the podcast, which is going to end in 7 minutes. I want to know. I want to know what Ryan Friedland has. What happened to him? What's other stuff? I don't know. Sorry, nothing. Maybe I just leave early now. I just leave now. Because I screwed up with the audio stuff. I have to delete all that tweet. At the same time. I don't need it. I don't need to do nothing. I don't need to go forward. Go backwards. They're interesting stuff, but then there's really boring stuff. And finally, I found out the theaters near me, they open a little bit late, they close early. But I'm looking at all the movies. Only Top Gun. I was like, yeah. But the rest, just... No. I don't want that. I don't want to watch that. It sucks. Industry's dying. The whole old money system is dying. The whole thing is dying. Like even some of the games that was made in the past, it's dying. I don't need this. They're trying to add on cool stuff. Just like no. Doesn't work. Yeah, so it's nothing. Oh, no tech, no nothing. I don't know what else is there to do except say goodbyes for the time being until Monday. So have a wonderful Friday of July 15th, 2022. Have an excellent weekend. Go get some White Castles. If you can, eat it. If you cannot, you don't want it. I don't know. Smell it. or go to the freezer department. In the supermarket. Just take one home and see what happens. Why not? Or just drive. Try to find a White Castle if they still exist somewhere. Why not? Yeah, so have a great Friday. Have an excellent weekend. And I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.